Hello and welcome to this podcast with me, your friendly and local counselling psychologist, Tim. I'm service lead for the Peer Support Programme, which is a student-facing training provision at the University of Oxford. And I've been here for over 12 years now. And this podcast is called, Is Happiness Overrated? Thank you for taking the time to listen, making time to ponder, and making time for something new in your busy life. Please be careful if you're listening to this on a treadmill. Multitasking is overrated. Speaking of overrated, I want to talk to you about happiness today because it's a favourite topic of mine. Well, the happiness isn't so much, more the fact I spend most of my time either gently bored, unhappy, or worried about my happiness levels more generally. We spend so much time being unhappy, and I'm curious why that is. Humans seem engineered to not be happy. Don't like humans much, that's a joke, but I'm definitely very interested in them and why we struggle to be happy. I'm also curious about an experience people often tell me. I've got to Oxford, but I'm not happy. I've arrived at this place of my dreams and hopes and expectations, this academic journey, and yet I'm not happy. Now what? So this podcast includes material from my personal perspective and aggregate clinical experience. I've worked with hundreds of people over the years from across the lifespan, from very different populations with all sorts of experiences and presentations. This brings a little of them into the exploration today. It uses terms and ideas from a therapy modality called acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. This podcast is to help you with self-reflection and isn't meant to be therapy. If there's persistent low mood or persistent or recurrent emotions that impact your quality of life, do go and see college welfare, a college nurse, GP, or speak with a mental health professional. Form your own opinions and enjoy the invitation to be curious. As you listen, pay attention to the content and your reaction to it. Notice what I'm saying and what your mind is saying about it. Later on, we will explore how mindset changes things, how the mind processes and sees things greatly influences how we engage in our lives and our world. Notice how your mind is reacting to this podcast with an open mind. Let's get a bit meta.